Say, babes.
Say, what's up?
Say, what's up? Did you know that Chick-fil-A is an experiment? It's a science experiment. It's a chemistry experiment.
On how to offend an entire group of people, but then still get money because it's so good and they go anyway to go get the food?
No, not about being closed on Sundays. It's like, actually, the food itself is an experiment. 51 ingredients. Or in a chicken sandwich. 51.
I mean, I'm sure McDonald's has them beat.
Here's the deal. You know how it tastes the same wherever you get it?
It better.
That is literally the science experiment. And what the chemistry of it all is doing is causing people to be highly addicted to it.
Babes, that is fast food
at period.
The core of what it's supposed to be, to where you can go to a fast food place and you know for certain you're going to get that same flavor across state lines, across country lines, across ponds. I'm not surprised. What I am surprised about is that they're closed on Sunday and that all of the Le Bitche de Quoi people are still going to eat their chicken even though they don't like us.
And you know, there was this huge petition asking the people of Chick-fil-A, the heads, to have their chicken not be antibiotic filled and hormone, and they said no,
they're not gonna do that.
We're keeping it
of course they are,
filled with the junk. And did you know that like the third ingredient in the chicken sandwich after bread, lettuce, and chicken?
Salt.
MSG.
That's why it's delicious.
Yeah.
Babes, did you watch Scrabble this Thursday?
Babes, I sure did.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Not once, but four times.
I'm just making sure you
trying
watched it.
Trying to give it. You all them ratings.
I'm just making sure you watched it.
Babes, did you do my nails recently?
Mm-mm-mm. Don't put that evil on me, Ricky. Bobby. I didn't do that.
It's
you
just
did
really
that.
Disgusting.
It went from
just,
a full
I have
nail.
To call it out.
It went from a full nail to a red French tip to now half done. And you know what? All you have to do is claim it. You can say you chose to do that and people will go for it.
Oh, it's so bad. I had to say it before someone in the comments came for me, but I'm just
But like if you put this one up, it's kind of cool.
Okay.
Like, it's kind of
happy
cool.
Happy trick or treat. You know what these nails are going to do? Yeah, this one is atrocious. You know what these nails are going to do really well?
And go into the pot.
Good job.
Pot. I can't believe Chick-fil-A. You're so rude.
51 ingredients in a fucking chicken sandwich,
I don't even like
man.
The chicken nuggets. They don't even taste good. It's just their chicken sandwich that tastes good.
You know, we know people who go there every single day.
Yeah, we do.
And it's so bad for you. You're just consuming chemicals.
Well, you can breathe the air of America and you can consume chemicals.
This is true, but like whatever. Oh, babes.
What is it?
It's a life dump.
What's that?
You know on Instagram how people will post photos?
Oh, yeah,
and
I do photo dump.
Lately, life dump. Well, we're going to do ours in words.
Wait.
Not pictures.
People do life dumps?
People will do lately, and then they just put a bunch of photos. September, photo dump. We're doing a life dump. What has happened recently in our life?
Oh, got
Ketchup.
It. Because when I see people do dumps, they just say photo dumps. I don't have... It's funny. The algorithms are so different on our phone. Okay, life dumps.
Well, we're doing a photo dump, but in words.
Oh, this is going to be fun. This is pretty much just like an inner monologue.
No, this is like what's happened in our life as of late.
Okay.
The last 3 weeks. Scrabble premiered. You went to New York. I fought a fucking possum. My nails are atrocious. Like, things have happened that we got to tell the people about.
Cool.
Go ahead.
Let's start with me going to New York. And then let's end with you fighting a possum.
I love it. It's going to be a great episode. Buckle up, bitches.
Let's start with that.
Okay.
Let's see. I filmed a pilot that took me 3 weeks to do.
Yeah.
And then the last day of filming, I went to New York and had a entire media blitz because Scrabble premiered on the CW.
What's a press tour for you like?
A press tour for me is it's a.
Did I just speak English? What's a press tour for you like? What's a press tour like for you?
They both work. I understood what you said.
I just have dyslexia.
Liz Dixia. All right, let's talk about it. A press tour for me is, it has a lot of different feels. Mm-hmm. One, not the biggest fan of it because it takes me out of my element and I have to be on the go. Barely do you schedule a lunch or food for a press tour. So you're like scavenging throughout the whole day. However, this one was interesting and not as bad. I liked the people that I was around. And the outlets that I went to were fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to wear my JNCO jeans and clothing that was very comfortable. So I didn't feel like constricted, which was very rare because back in the day when I was younger, I used to wear clothes that I didn't want to wear. And I chilled with my agent and we had some good food and took some great meetings.
I love that.
Yeah. And then I got really wonderful, beautiful texts from you outside of the fact that when I didn't answer at 12 and didn't come home until 2, you called the hotel and asked them to look out for me because you were scared that I was stolen.
Yeah. I definitely thought that you had been kidnapped or human trafficked. And also we have an agreement in our relationship, which is like we call and say goodnight when we're out of town.
Right. And I wasn't asleep yet, so I didn't call.
Well, I didn't trust that because I was like, it's 12:30 and I last talked to you and you were like half falling asleep when we were on the phone at 7 p.m.
But like, so I was about to go home.
You're right. So I was like, it's not taking her 5 hours to get home. Something must have happened. And it was weird because when I called the hotel, the person was like, oh, she's not here. But your location said you were there.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is fucked up. I was like, okay, who do I know in New York that I can call right now to send to the hotel? I used to be really anxious. I used to be like super anxious, but I worked through it and you called me and you were just like this pissed.
Yeah, I was outside of the hotel with my friend having a conversation.
Unacceptable. And it's just like, where the fuck is your phone?
The phone on the way to the hotel. We had an abrupt stop and the phone went underneath the seat in the back. Yeah. So I was like, I'm not about to get out of the car right now and
There's always some explanation.
Yes, that's what happens when things aren't. No, there's an explanation.
That's what I mean. Like with my anxiety, right? Like in my head, I'm going worst case scenario.
Yeah.
I'm like, she fell. She's stuck in an elevator. She was abducted. Yeah.
Where did I fall?
She fell and she couldn't get up. Through one of those grates in the city.
Like, wow.
Your
brain went there.
You know how in the city they have those open, like loading
manholes?
I don't know. They're not manholes.
No, like, it's where they load all the food in.
And yeah.
So I fell through one of those, like Wile E. Coyote?
Yes. And you're at the bottom and your phone somehow like... Your phone flew out and just landed at the hotel.
Oh, wow. It flew to the hotel.
And so I'm over here like, oh, my God, what am I going to do?
Cool.
But then I love the fact that my brain always gets met with fact, which is like, no, my phone was under the seat. I couldn't reach it. And I was having a really in-depth conversation with a friend I hadn't seen in a while. I'm like, oh, yeah, for sure. I'm glad you had fun.
But my favorite part is I walk into the hotel and the guy's like, you really need to call your wife. And I was like, wait, why? She's very worried about you. Like putting it all the way on. I was like, oh my God.
Thank you to that, sir. Because I wasn't over dramatic. I was just like, hi, can you put me?
I highly doubt you were like, hi, can you? I highly doubt.
I was like, I don't know if she's under her name or a pseudonym. Here are the possible like fake names that she goes by. And he goes, all right, let me patch her to the room. And then this was the thing that was interesting. He's like, okay, let me call up to the room. He called up to the room and I assumed it would like be a minute or two of waiting, you know, let it ring, sir. And literally 2 seconds later, she's not answering. She's not here. I've been here for an hour and 45 minutes and she has not walked through that
door. Why did you even call up there? Anyway, that's what I did in New York and that's what she did while I was in New York. You also caught a possum.
I did a few other things. Thank you very much. It's not just me sitting there like calling your hotel, wondering where you are, freaking out. I have a life too.
Tell me what
so,
you did.
So, yes, I did happen to fight a possum.
Now, did you fight a possum? Or did
you here's the deal. Here's the deal.
The dog fight the possum.
So, this is what happened. Uh-huh. It was a Sunday.
Ooh, let's start there.
And it was a day of rest. Chick-fil-A was closed. And I decided I was going to have a chill morning because the weeks prior had been crazy. Mm-hmm. And I come downstairs. It's like 6:45 in the morning. And I'm going to let Quinn out, our dog, to go to the bathroom. Before I can process really what's happening, I see this like movement in the bush.
The and bush is moving.
Before I can stop him, he runs out, right? So he goes, thank you. This is such a great live reenactment. He goes right to the bush and I'm like, oh, it's the wind. But it wasn't the wind because a nose came out of the bush.
Not a nose.
Yeah, and it was like a ratty long nose and it belonged to a possum.
You guys, a possum showed up in the backyard.
Who started hissing and growling. Now, here's the deal. We've seen possums in our backyard.
We've seen a family of possums.
We've seen raccoons. We've seen possums. We've smelled skunks. It's wild out there. We understand. But what I was expecting was this possum to hear me, see Quinn.
Validate you.
Yeah, I wanted validation from the fucking possum. No, I was expecting it to run its ass away and save itself from the crazy little puppy and the human. But instead, it just stayed there.
Now, did you go in and get a broom and try to get it out?
Yeah, I did.
And it still didn't move?
So here's the deal.
It didn't move.
It didn't move.
Oh, that possum was not playing around.
No, it still isn't going. So I come inside. I get a broom and I get the vacuum cleaner because I was like, the vacuum cleaner will be sound. The broom is the device that I'm going to use to like usher it out.
You two-handed it. I would have just used the vacuum cleaner and swung it and turned it on at the same time.
It was a lot, babes. You know, yeah. I still was asleep. I had my heatless curls in. I happened to be on my period. So I also was in like a period diaper, like period underwear.
So you were wearing a diaper and heatless curls?
Yeah.
Did you have a wife beater and a baby sucker in your mouth?
Yeah, it was a sight.
I actually liked that sight.
And I just started saying, leave.
Because possums understand.
I was like, you need to leave. And the fucker wouldn't leave.
This asshole.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the deal. Then I started feeling bad for it because as hours passed, I was like, this creature must be hurt.
Right. It's like dying.
Yeah, it's dying or it was attacked by something. So then I put Quinn's little like pen gate around it. I tried to feed it an apple.
I'm sorry. You tried to feed a possum? Mm-hmm. Why? I thought you wanted him out.
Like,
you don't feed guests. They stay when you feed them and give them
warmth.
Maybe
if I nourish him, he will leave. Be strong enough to leave.
So what'd you do?
I had to call around. Again, it was Sunday. Everything was closed except this one.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, this one animal rescue place. And I waited until 4 p.m.
Wow.
The gentleman came. He was very sweet.
Did you put pants over your diaper first?
I actually took my diaper all the way off. Okay. So I was just totally free bleeding at that point. I put pants on.
Yeah.
The dude came. I was worried that the dude might be aggressive and like hurt the animal.
His job.
Here's the craziest fucking thing too. Okay. So I put the pen up and this possum again, like it moved the smallest. I was like, this thing is dying. Like it is not well. I came out. And it was gone. That fucker had pushed itself out of the pen and walked down our driveway yard into another bush. And then I saw it because it's long-ass rat tail. Anyway, so he came and he took it and he was really sweet. And then I said,
You think that the person that works for the animal control center mm-hmm. would treat an animal rudely?
Do you remember 101 Dalmatians?
Yes.
Do you remember the animal control people? Do you remember Annie? Do you remember any of the things that I watched as a child that had... There was another one where...
Can you reference a live-action film or a documentary, please, instead of a cartoon from 1992?
Annie was alive.
Annie was alive.
Annie was alive, and they were not nice to Sandy. They all ran from the pound people. The people at the pound and the animal control people, they don't have a nice reputation.
In movies, no, but in real life, they do.
No, they don't.
Why not? They have to be nice. This is a humane human thing.
No, I don't think so. Anyway, whether it was like my 4-year-old brain or my 37-year-old brain, I was worried that they were going to be mean to the creature.
But it's not mean to hit him with a broom.
I didn't actually physically hit him. I was hitting the bush and I was saying, please leave. So I was very kind. Anyway, the point is the man showed up and he was very kind.
Yeah,
and
he had a raccoon. He asked, please get in this box, please.
He had a raccoon and a skunk in his trunk.
Very kind.
A raccoon and a skunk in his trunk. And he gave the possum water. He told me it was female.
Yeah, wow.
He said possum.
Did he give it an apple too?
He said they don't like apples. They only eat bugs.
Oh, wow.
That was my bad.
That's your bad. You were not nice to that possum. You tried to kill that possum.
I should have just gotten it. Yeah, I tried to poison it with a fucking apple. You're right. An evil apple because I'm a mean queen from Snow White. You got me, babes. And then he picked it up and he took it. And then I was like, and now I have to sanitize my backyard.
Not only did you have to sanitize your backyard, but you implemented a new out rule for Quinn.
We have new training. We have new fucking training because I was traumatized. That dog needs to sit and stay as I open the door, inspect the backyard for visitors, and then he's allowed to go pee. That's how we roll in this house now.
It's so ridiculous. We have to stop it.
No, it's great.
I never do it. I just let the little doll go out there. Because here's the deal. Quinn will bark his ass off if something needs to happen, then I'll put him inside.
I'm just telling you, I've had two interactions now where he has run into the backyard and got fucked up by some creature.
He didn't even get fucked up by the possum, babes.
He didn't get fucked up by the possum, but he could have. And he that definitely
there's a difference between could and did.
And he definitely got fucked up by the cat.
Yeah, he did.
He got in a full fucking brawl with the cat. Yeah, and but I was hysterical. And I had COVID. It was too much.
But our dog is bomb, and he won that fight. You know why he won? Yeah. Because the cat had to leave, not him.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. You stand up for your baby. Yeah. You better win that fight.
That alley cat, that got mouse catching,
ass beat by Quinn.
I don't think so. That I thing has some gnarly ass scars on it. Anyway, anything else going on in your life recently? That was a long time on that damn podcast.
It was funny. Anything else happening with my life? I bought some new jewelry when I was in New York, which I really like. Mm-hmm. I had some more loss in the family since the last time we talked. And just kind of contemplating.
Since the last time we talked? Shit.
Well, since the last time we talked. Just, you know, kind of contemplating life and death and why we're here. You know, the bigger questions when death surrounds you.
We got new cell phones.
We got new phones. I was about to say cell phone again. Yeah, we did. We got the new iPhone 16. You know what, Mac? I'm mad at you because you're out here pretending to sell an AI iPhone 16 when in actuality, its capabilities will allow you to have an AI, but it's not on the phone yet.
Yeah.
That's disrespectful. It takes time. I wouldn't have bought the phone if I didn't know that it was right then. Oh, my God. One
you
of the reasons
only
I bought
it for the AI?
No, I bought it because I had a raggedy-ass 14. Yeah. But at the same time, I just feel like that's misadvertisement. I just don't think that's fair.
False advertisement.
That's what I mean. But at the same time,
but
at
it's
the very
coming,
bottom,
right?
It's coming. It's supposed to be here in October, but it's not. It's October and it's not here.
It's delayed.
And at the bottom, of course, it had the asterisks that in like small type that I didn't read beforehand. But I got you your phone. Do you like the new one?
I love my phone. I think it's really light. That's what I'm surprised by.
Right.
Light as a feather.
Stiff as a board. Ooh. I like it because of the new features in the photo section. I like the new features in the text message section. That's fun. I like it.
That is fun.
And this is my other last thing. I found my personal fidget.
You are so obsessed with those fidgets. I like gooier fidgets.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. I mean, here's the deal. When you have a fidget, I do want a fidget.
Yeah, No, you don't want a fidget. You want my fidget.
It does make me want to reach out and touch it. And then I'm kind of like, hey, can I have a turn for 2 seconds? Because I think I have autism or something. I think I am slightly neurodivergent.
I think you might be slightly neurodivergent. Well, that was our life dump.
Yeah, a life dump. See you next time.